Just have a seat, yeah. Christina. Christine? Come. Are they ready? Okay. If they are ready, then we can start. But somebody need to translate if you want them to understand Hokkien or Mandarin. Because I am more fluent in English. I English educated. So my Mandarin very, very limited. No, it's okay, Christine. It's better for you to translate. No need to be the whole talk. The essential part. There's another mic somewhere there. You can sit here. Never mind. You have a seat first. Where's the mic? Just now, Sui An was having it. Okay, so very good evening to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. And tonight being the occasion for us to come and pay our respect to Sister Christina and family's mother who recently just passed away. So I would like to thank them for inviting me here to share with you all a very important topic that concern each and everybody's life. It concerns understanding death and living, especially living. Of course, death also you need to develop the understanding. So in Mandarin, I think, 生死, 了生死, means you have to understand what is death, then what is living. And when you understand, then there is nothing to be scared. In fact, there is a lot of what they call joy when you come to understand. So, according to the Buddha, this form and mind, or what they call the human being that we believe is what we are, they are not really what you think you are. So when it comes to death, there is actually no real death. No one dies. Nothing dies. It's only the separation of the five aggregates of form and mind. The mental part and the physical, they just separate. And when it's separate, it's because the supporting condition no more. Like the coming force, the life force. It doesn't have the condition to continue. Then when this happens, the consciousness, which is the mind, the energy part, it has to come out. So when it come out, human being or living being called death. But when you clearly understand the teaching and you have developed some form of meditation, then you will not have any problem when it comes to confronting death. So the Buddha said, in life, as we live life, if you live long enough, you will confront a lot of realities that can actually afflict the human being and arise suffering. The most important reality are birth, old age, sickness, and death. So in Mandarin is 生老病死. So all this you have to confront. 一定要面对. 有了智慧了解了就容易面对, 没有智慧不了解就不容易面对. 每个众生都要经过生老病死. So each and every living being, you have to go through birth, old age, sickness, and death. And these are the realities of life and existence. But when you understand, you can confront it with clarity of understanding, then it becomes something very meaningful. So there are a lot of things in life. If we understand, then we know how to live. But the most important thing is to understand that living beings, when they come to this world, they have to actually develop the clear understanding of the laws that govern life and existence. So the laws that govern life and existence, the most powerful and most important one is the law of karma, the Buddha said. Law of karma is what they call in Mandarin, 因果, 重因结果. 你有了这个正见, when you got this right view or right understanding, 你就能够了生死. Because in life, when you come as a human being, this form of mind is what the Buddha called karmically conditional. 因果打出来的, 不是一个拥有的你在里面。 因为每一个众生, 你有一个自信, 真性, which is the true mind. Each and every living being, there is a true mind, a true nature within. So this karmically conditioned form of mind is not what you think you are. But this is a very important vehicle for you to come to this world, to live life and to experience life. But this form of mind, this human being, is subject to the nature's law of karma. So in Mandarin, I think I need Christine to help to translate a bit. Form of mind, you call what? 佛讲每一个众生，你有一个肉体，有一个心， 那个心能够 separate into four more aggregate. The mind can feel, can perceive, can arise thinking, can develop emotion, mental states, then it can become conscious. So these four aggregate plus the form become the five aggregate. So they call it the five aggregate of form and mind, Wu Yun. This one is subject to karma. So 这个跟因果有联系. But the true mind is not the same. The true mind has got nothing to do with the conditioned world. So when you understand this big difference, then you know this form and mind has its own reality. The human being has its own reality. So when you live life with understanding, you will be very, very careful with what you do in life. So law of karma, which is the most important right view that you need to develop. In short, the Buddha said, each and every one of us living being, we are born of karma, heir to our karma, conditioned and supported by our karma. We are what we are because of our karma. So when you understand karma plays such an important part and role in our life, we need to actually take care of karma. So 因果很重要, 因为一切生死 都 related to karma. So karma is you reap what you sow. Do good begets good, do evil begets evil. So when you understand that karma plays such a great role in your life, you need to actually take care of karma. So to take care of karma, the Buddha said, you only need to do three things. Avoid all evil, do good, and purify the mind. So the Mandarin translation, 一切恶, means all evil, 都要断掉. Then 行善, whatever wholesomeness, you must develop and cultivate. Then, 要去行, means 要去修, 修禅, 修行, develop the wisdom, so that there is understanding. 智慧啊，智慧很重要。你没有去修，没有去观，不能够有这个智慧。没有智慧就不能够了生死，就不能够了解生死。So when it comes to living life and death, it will become very clear once you understand this. Even though there is such a thing as birth and death, the Buddha said wherever there is birth, it will condition old age, sickness and death. And these are realities that you cannot escape. You have to confront. So our understanding of life is very important. If we know that there is karma, while our loved ones are still alive, we need to actually do what we can to fulfill our duty. Just like this family, for example. Christina has got so many brothers and sisters. And all of you love your mom so much, especially the youngest brother and some of the brothers and sisters. They have actually spent so much time taking care of her. And I was told almost 25 years. 你们照顾了你母亲25年呢、So this is a very wholesome, what they call, action. And this is great wholesomeness, good accumulation of merits and karmic, what they call, condition for your future. This is what they call filapiety, housing. Filapiety is to be done while our loved ones are still around. If you lament after they pass away, then you regret, or you start to develop the sorrow and the lamentation, then that part is causing you suffering. Because the Buddha said, whatever that is of the nature to arise is of the nature to pass. Whatever that is born will finally die. So no amount of sorrow and lamentation can actually bring back the dead. So when you understand this, this is not the occasion to lament. This is the occasion to reflect on all the good things that you have done for your mother. This is a time where you can actually fulfill your duty as children to her. You can arrange and prepare for the best for her. Actually, death, in a certain way, is a great relief for your mom, understand? Because like I heard from Christine, she has been going through this phase of what they call old age sickness for the last 25 years. And it was not easy to endure. So maybe I will read to you one very important WhatsApp that Christine actually texted me about 10 days ago. Then you will understand. Okay. Christina sent me this message. She said, I learned the Dhamma from my family members and each and every one I met daily. I learned from the lesson to love someone. When we use our thought-based action, it can become hatred. I need advice from Brother Teo as how to learn to let go of my mother's current situation. Sadhu. Then I told her, I said, earlier on, because every time the mother get admitted, she will say, Brother Teo can help do some transfer marriage, sharing of marriage, then give some blessing. Then she even mentioned, every time the mother has a situation, she will actually try her best to do her duty as a daughter. So I read to you this part. I would like to seek Brother's advice on what meritorious deed that we can do to share merits with my mom, who is admitted to Tongshin Hospital. This was earlier. She was hysterical on yesterday dawn from 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. So this is part and parcel of life, going through old age, sickness and disease. Then he said, I did bring SJBA Bante to chant and bless her before admission, donated to Kola Krai Flood under her name, liberate lives, then donate to Sao Sing Lam Temple, chanting for her karmic debtors. Yeah. Then what other meritorious deed can we do? So because she wrote all this, then I replied, I said, Christine, now you understand why the five daily contemplation wisdom, which the Buddha asks you to every day reflect and contemplate, is so important. Because what your mom goes through are the realities of her form that will go the way of nature. She needs to learn to endure it with understanding. It is only form and mind, not really what you think, so not so real. But you got a duty towards her because she is your mom. She has given you life. She has given you love, care for you when you are young, sacrifice for you when you are young. Hence, you should do your duty by repaying back whatever love that you can actually bestow upon her. You can love her with all your heart, but without delusion and attachment. Just accord and flow and do your duty as a filial piety child to care for her from your heart. We are wishing her well-being and love and showing her that you really love her and you respect her and you really, really has a lot of gratitude towards her for what she has done for you. So all these are very wholesome and they can feel you. Yeah, they can feel you. Then also, I think the elder sister, I don't know her name, but I met her a few times. And she has changed tremendously. I think the family member will know. Earlier on, when Christina brought her to see me, she was full of fear. Now her face is so radiant, so full of joy, and she is so happy. She is a totally changed person. And I was told when she go to Tsuji, everybody rejoice. Everybody said the same thing. And you can see the radiant, the glow. So this is because she said she understood the simple teaching, the Dhamma. And because of that, there is joy, there is happiness, there is love. Then they can actually understand how they can repay the mother's love. How, like Christine, they all can just care for her and do whatever that is required as a daughter or child. So these are all the wholesome parts. So if you have done this, means you have a lot of goodness, a lot of wholesomeness. You do your duty very well. You are a very good child with a lot of filial piety. You not only do this to your mother, because to understand life is to understand this important law of karma. So if you are kind to people, people will be kind to you because you reap what you sow. Do good begets good, do evil begets evil. So when you understand this important law of karma, you will have to continuously maintain a very good moral standard. At least you must keep the five precepts so that you can follow the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil. So these five precepts, they are very simple. I hope Christine can explain to you later on. Then your elder sister also should know because she joined Tsuji. First precept is not to kill or cause any harm to fellow living beings. People who do this, they have delusion. Their mind is very evil. And the three evil roots are greed, hatred, and delusion. or what they call in Mandarin, Tan Chen Chi. When you have these three evil roots, they are the root of all evil. They will make you very evil. That's why when you live life, you should develop this understanding that these are evil roots. If you hold them in your heart, like your anger, your hatred, your what they call selfishness, your craving, your desire, your covetousness, all these will make you evil. And through delusion, you have fear, you have worry, you have anxiety. All this will make your mind very weak. And it will trigger off the evil root to condition you into negativity. And you will commit a lot of evil. Then your karma will fall. So the first thing, as a living being, you need to develop this understanding that these five precepts are very important guidelines for you to maintain a pure life, so that you can actually avoid all evil to take care of your karma. Then you must have merits. You must do good. Merits are like money in our society or civilization. So you work sincerely for the money, then you get it through the proper means. Then you can use this money to help yourself, to help others, for the welfare and the well-being of all those who have affinity with you. So in the spiritual world, it's the same. If you cultivate goodness, wholesomeness, meritorious action, that's why you do a lot of 布施, or generosity, offering, donation. Then you help out in whatever way. Then you listen to Dhamma, you straighten your view, you rejoice. Then you pay respect to Triple Gem. So all these are very wholesome, very meritorious. So when you understand all this, that spiritual merits can become your wealth, your spiritual wealth. It can help you to have the good life, because the nature's law say, do good begets good, do evil begets evil. In Mandarin is 种过得过，种因结果，种错因结错果，种善因结善果。So if you cultivate goodness, wholesomeness, with a good mind, with right understanding. So if you take care of mind, mind will take care of your life. Because mind will take care of karma. Karma will take care of your life. Then when you have this understanding, you only have to follow the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil, do good. Then have gratitude, have respect, have goodness, have kindness. When you are good, kind, and what they call helpful to people, all this will become your karmic inheritance. All this will come back as blessing to give you the good life, the happy life, and all those related benefits from avoiding evil and doing good. But the last part is very important, the Buddha said. You have to purify your mind. You have to develop the wisdom to understand life, to confront life, so that you will not have to go through life in the way where many people have to. When they cannot understand this reality, even if you are very wealthy, very successful, life can still be miserable. Especially when you confront old age, sickness and death, or separation from loved ones through death, accident or nature's disaster, or relationship failure like divorce or those things. This can be very traumatic, especially disease, pending death. So the Buddha said, if you have developed the cultivation of his teaching, then you will understand very clearly who you are, what you are, and how to develop the wisdom and the understanding to confront all this reality. The three universal characteristics of nature is very important. Everything is just condition arising, yin yan fa. then the five aggregate of form and mind, wu yun, they are not real, they are not you, they are empty. That's why wu yun, jie kong, kong xing. So when you penetrate, you will understand that there is no reality behind the form and mind. Then no one dies, nothing dies. So as long as you have performed your duty, then like what I written to Christine, as we grow old, as we confront old age and disease, just like what your mother gone through, you will know how to endure all this. Because each and every living being that live long enough need to confront this reality. The Buddha said you got two choices. You lament, complain, become unhappy. That is what most people do. Then, what is the result? You suffer. Not only body sick, because you cannot accept this reality, you cannot endure, you didn't do the daily reflection, the five daily contemplation. Your mind is afflicted. You become tormented. Then the Buddha said, not only your body is sick, your mind also becomes sick. And that's how you get into big trouble. Then you have all the misunderstanding, the argument and all those things, the complaint. And all. But these are not essential dhammas. They will not help you. They will make you more confused, more miserable. Then when you are threatened with death, it can be very traumatic. Because you don't understand what is there. You don't know what will happen after death. So this teaching is very important. When you meditate, when you understand clearly what this thing is, then you know how to make use of this form and mind, this so-called human being, to do what you need to do, so that you can have this good merit that you have developed through that right view, that understanding of life. Then after that, when you penetrate the three characteristics of all conditioned things, that they are impermanent, condition arising, causal phenomena. If you attach and you cling, it will lead to suffering. Then they are actually non-self, empty, not you. When you understand this, then you know how to confront death. Then you know, this body is not me, because it's made of element. Then consciousness, which is energy, cannot die. It will only separate and come out. But the combination of these two becomes the human being. But when it's separate, the human being just disperses and no more. So when you come to understand this clearly, then you understand what is death. There is nothing to fear. Death is just the separation of the consciousness from the form. Yeah. Then you can accept this reality. Yeah. Then when I came here, I can feel there is a lot of joy and wholesomeness. Normally, during wake, the energy can be quite negative. But your mom must be very happy seeing all this happening. That's why that was the condition why Christine asked me to come and share this topic. I don't know why she put in the WhatsApp. She said, your mom wants this to be shared with all the family members. So maybe she can tell us later. But this is something so beautiful, because after your mother's form and mind separate, you call death, I tell you, it's a great relief to that form and mind. Then that consciousness that come out is very different, because no longer trapped inside, no longer have to experience all the what they call reality of this form. Then there is just this joy, this brightness. While we are sharing this, the consciousness is still around. For those who have the condition to feel her, you can feel. And there's a lot of joy. So death is nothing to be fearful about, to be scared about. You only fear death when you don't understand what is death. Then your thought will project and create a lot of what they call belief system. Then people will tell you, after you die, you become what and what and what. So all this can be part and parcel of confusion when you don't understand. Where is my wife? Bring the book. I will share you all the Therakuda Sutta. This one is spoken by the Buddha. This is very important. Is the talk recorded? Recorded, huh? Ah, good. Sadhu. So, if it's recorded, you don't worry about the translation. So, I don't have to waste time. They can slowly translate to you later on. This Therakuda Sutta is a very important sutta. The Buddha spoke about this sutta just to let living beings understand what death is. The title of the sutta is Departed Ones in Spirit Form, or in Pali is called Therakuda Sutta. So, recital to transfer merits to departed one. So this sutta will teach you clearly how you can understand death and how you should act to develop the clear understanding. And this is very beneficial to all of you, especially in your future understanding of life. Then also to benefit your mom. She will have a lot of joy. So Therakuda Sutta, the Buddha said, those who are reborn as unfortunate spirit, which may not be your mother, but there are some because of karmic, because of their selfish craving for their property in their past life, they will return to their home and create an eerie atmosphere. That's why sometimes you can feel very eerie, because their energy is very negative. There is a lot of unhappiness, a lot of anger, while lingering beyond the doors. So they are around. Then the Buddha said they yearn for human food, but because of their past karma, their living relative neglect to make offering to them. So this particular incident are quite common for people who don't have the understanding of the Buddha's teaching, and their own what they call loved ones or family member, they also don't know what to do. Then the Buddha said, those who are compassionate and who has the Dhamma, therefore should remember their departed relatives and make offerings such as alms, giving or generosity in their name, which you all have done. Then by the wholehearted transfer of merits, the spirit will gratefully wish for the well-being of their living relatives or family members who has performed this meritorious deed. Well, they will receive. Then all this, what they call generosity, wholesomeness, rejoicing, even inviting monk to come and do the puja, to do the chanting, they actually improve the situation in a very big way. The vibration from the chanting are all very conducive for all these beings who need all these merits, and they only need to rejoice. Then through your sincere heart, because of your love and your filial piety towards your mom, all this will be very, very well received. Then the Buddha continues it. They should remember the spirits of their departed relative who are not at peace with themselves and gather in many places. So you can feel them, or you receive them message through dreams or what. Then you should recall to mind all the good things that they have done for you, how they actually give you life, give birth to you, care for you, raise you, then sacrifice so much for you. Their love and their care you cannot repay unless you actually bring them to the Dhamma. So all these are all in the sutta. Then the Buddha continued to say, in return, such spirit thus remembered and satisfied, because they can hear you, they can see you, and they know what your mind is thinking. When you are in this spirit form, you can read people's mind. No need language. Then what happened is, in return, such spirit thus remembered and satisfied will eagerly wish for the well-being of their living relatives and family member out of gratitude for what they have done for them, like your mom, a lot of joy. So they will wish for your well-being. Yeah. Then after that, if they are born in that particular rhyme, you must understand why they need your support. For in that world, the Buddha said, there is never plowing here, nor any cattle herding found, nor merchandising just the same, nor bartering for coin of gold. The spirit of departed kin live there on the merits transferred to them. They are not like us on earth, where there is a society where you can work and make money. Understand? Not? You can go and do plowing, agriculture, or business, trade, and all those things. There you cannot. You need to depend entirely on merit transferred to you by your family members or departed relative. So this is where the difference is. Then the Buddha said, as water showered on the hill flow down to reach the hellvale, so the merit transfer can serve the spirit of the departed kin. Then, as riverbed when full can bear the water down to fill the sea, so the merit transfer can serve the spirit of the departed kin. So these are very useful. That's why, off and on, you should do whatever wholesomeness in memory of them. Then share this merit and transfer this merit, and always recall their wholesomeness, their goodness, and your gratitude towards them. They will have a lot of joy, and they too will in return wish for your well-being and have this gratitude too. So the Buddha said, this departed spirit, they will have this understanding. He gave to me, he worked for me, he was my kin, friend, intimate, give gifts. Therefore, departed ones, recalling what they used to do. So these are the things the loved one can actually do, like what I explained just now. And they will know. That's why they say, he gave to me, he worked for me, he was my kin, friend, intimate. Give then for departed ones, recalling what they used to do. So this can help in many ways. Then the other one is, he said, no weeping, nor yet sorrowing, nor any kind of mourning helps departed one, whose kin remain, acting thus unhelpful to them. So that's why no need to cry, no need to be sad, no need to be sorrowful. Understand? Filial piety is when they are still alive and you have done your part. You should actually rejoice with whatever you have done. Then, no need to cry, no need to have sadness, because you understand clearly, nobody died, nothing died. It's just a separation of the form and mind. And they will continue with their journey in samsara. If they have developed wisdom, enlightenment in the here and the now, then they can just cease and realize the truth. Then realize nibbana. So this part is very useful. Then the last part is the best. But when the offering is given to those members of the holy order, then it can serve them long, in the future, and at once as well. That's why this type of offering is very important. Then the Buddha explained what constitutes spiritual offering. By offering alms to the holy order in memory of departed ones, the true path of action for relative has thus been shown, and how high honor to departed one is done, and how the holy order can be given sustenance as well, and how great merits can be stored away by you. So this is the synergy that the Buddha has actually came out with. The holy order, the Sangha, the enlightened disciple of the Buddhas, they are filled of great merits, and there is great synergy. When you make offering to them because they are worthy of offering, then in return, they will give you blessing, share the truth with you, do all the necessary chanting and develop all the understanding that you need to do. So this is how, when you develop with understanding and do all this, this is the highest honor you can give to your mom. Yeah. So like you invite us Kayanamitas here, then we rejoice. Even you invite the monks, all this. Yeah. They are all very wholesome. Then you offer rope. Yeah. Then you also offer whatever donation, offering, and generosity. All these are very wholesome. So this sutta teaches you how to actually do your duty towards the departed relative or deceased. Yeah. Then in return, how they can actually rejoice and benefit you in return. So this part is on understanding death. Yeah. Then when we come to living, I already explained just now. Initially, you just have to follow the advice of the Buddha to keep the five precepts so that you avoid all evil. Then do good. Cultivate wholesomeness and goodness. Be kind to people. Be good to people. When you take care of mind, mind will take care of karma. Then karma will take care of your life. So if you want to live the good life, the wholesome life, the Buddha said, you have to avoid all evil, the three evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. You need to cultivate them. You need to manifest them in your life so that every action, every speech that you deliver, and every thought process that you arise, they are all wholesome, free of all negativity. So you can do that. Your life will be very beautiful. Yeah. Then you need to go into the cultivation of the teaching to develop the wisdom, so that when you confront all this reality, yeah, just now I talk about four only, birth, old age, sickness, and death, sen lao ping si. The other four are more important. The fifth one is separation from loved ones and your possession, or things that you hold on to dearly. And this separation can come in many ways, like I explained earlier on, during death, during nature's disaster, when there is relationship failure, when there is economic crisis, when condition is such, you make a wrong decision, then you lost your business or you lost your investment. Then due to economic crisis sometimes, a lot of people's wealth can be wiped off. Nature's disaster also the same. So when living beings are confronted with this separation, they can be afflicted and it can be very traumatic. Then the sixth one is, the Buddha said, when you are with people whom you don't like, when you cannot get what you want, the seventh one, when your expectations are not met, then you can become miserable, unhappy. But the last one is the most important. The Buddha said, it is because of living beings' ignorance, self-delusion. Because you don't have wisdom, you attach and cling to this fire aggregate of form and mind. So, in Mandarin is 自作五蕴, 你我相, the atta, the ego, the delusion, the self-delusion. If you have that, you will attach to this five aggregate of form and mind, this so-called human being, thinking that it is you. So the Buddha said, when you attach to the physical form, you will be afflicted. Suffering will arise because you worry about it getting old, getting sick, and die, where you think it's you. But when you understand that it's not you, then you can use it to live life, and yet you don't have to worry about it getting old, getting sick, and die. Then you use it to experience all of the beauties and wonders of life. And this is how you should understand the form. Yeah. Then when you attach to all the feeling that arise through your everyday life, sense experience, you will also become afflicted and miserable. Your feeling will change from pleasant to unpleasant. Good feeling will change to unpleasant feeling, or negative feeling.
Then when you confront the First Noble Truth Reality without wisdom, your mind will be afflicted. So all this can make you miserable. Then similarly for the other aggregates of perception, whatever you come to perceive, if you deludedly hold on to them, thinking that they are your parents, your spouse, your children, or your loved ones, then you deludedly grasp and cling. When something happens to them, you will become afflicted. But when you understand them for what they are, then it becomes very different. This is just form of mind, not them. There is no reality. But there is such thing as life. There is such thing as a human being. There is such thing as relationship. Your law of karma recognizes that. So you only need to do your duty, just like what you all do to your mother. So when you do your duty well, you treat people well, love them, care for them, provide for them, be responsible, then in future when you come, you will have good parents who care for you, love you, family members who care for you, love you, and attend to you. And you will have good friends who actually are very sincere, care for you, and love you. But this is what you actually accumulate as merits when you do all this with understanding. So that final summary, you need to meditate to understand. So tonight, I will just share this very simple Dhamma with all you. Then I hope it can actually help you all and all those who has the affinity to listen to this. So let us all rejoice with the wholesomeness. We say sadhu three times. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So with this, I will end my sharing. Then we will have to transfer all these merits and all this wholesomeness to your mom and all those who can receive them. First of all, I will invoke the chanting. We pay respect, triple gem first, then we pay homage. So compose your mind. Then develop the faith, the sadha and the virya. Then cup your hand. Then we will chant the salutation to the Buddha.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dhammang saranang gacchami, Sanghang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Sanghang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi Sanghang saranang gacchami. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, we will now recall to mind all of the wholesomeness that we have done and we have shared tonight. You have paid your respect, chant the salutation, listen to Dhamma, straighten your view. You have rejoiced. Then we will now perform the other meritorious action. We will share merits with all the devas, transfer merits to departed ones and all those who can receive them. Then you can make your aspiration. I will chant in Pali, then I will explain in English. Share your merits with the devas. Akasata cha bumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anumoditva chirang rakantu loka sasana. May all beings inhabiting space and earth devas and nagas of mighty power share these merits, and may they long protect the dispensation. Itta vata chamehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhya. May all beings share these merits which we have thus acquired, and may all devas rejoice and may contribute greatly to their well-being and happiness. Now we will transfer merits to all departed ones, your mom and all those who can receive them. Idang menya tinang ho tu sukita hon tu nya tayo. Idang menya tinang ho tu sukita hon tu nya tayo. Idang menya tinang ho tu sukita hon tu nya tayo. Let these merits accrue to our departed relatives and Christina's mom and all those who can receive them. And may they all too be well and happy, well and happy. And may they all too rejoice in all this wholesomeness. Yeah. Then we will do the what they call aspiration. You make your aspiration. It mina punyang kamina. Mami bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu yava nivana patiya. By the grace of these merits and wholesomeness that we have all thus acquired, may we never follow the foolish and the heedless, but only the wise and the enlightened one until Nibbana is realized. Sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu. Okay, thank you so much. How you feel? Good, huh? There's a lot of good vibration around. You all should rejoice. Your mom is also very happy. If you got any question, maybe you can ask. I can try to answer one or two. What's the time now? Oh, 9:30. Is it 9:30? I think maybe one or. You got any question? Anything that you want to understand? You want to ask about the five precepts, is it, Christina?
Good evening, brothers and sisters in the Dharma. I'm here on behalf of all my family members and all Kalayamintas. A very Sukhi Hontu to everyone. It's a blessing for me to have the good affinity for me to meet my Dharma protector teacher, Brother Teo, and the family members. I'm expressing my sincere gratitude to Brother Teo for his truth teaching that has been long for the past 2,600 years ago. Before I meet my Dharma teacher, I believe all my brothers and sisters here in the family very well understand my evil roots and my devil characters that I have long attached to the body. What are my teachers are trying to explain is actually a very simple precept that we have to cultivate in our daily life. The five precepts, I will leave it to my Dharma teacher to explain it.
Okay, yeah.
Sadhu to all.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Thank you so much, Christina, for having that very sincere sharing. So tonight, actually, you all should be very grateful that all your family members, especially Christina and all brothers and sisters and even your children, you can gather together as one big family with all the what they call harmony and understanding. Harmony is most important. So at least I can see a lot of good harmony within your family. If there is no harmony, there is a lot of suffering. Even during death, during funeral, people quarrel over what ceremony to hold and what you want your mom to have. And the worst is when you have more than one religion in the family, some Christian, some Buddhist, some free thinker, and then the complication become more. That's why when Christine wanted to invite me, I asked Wendy to check with her whether the whole family member agree or not. Otherwise, it's not proper. Because this is not something that you can force upon people. Unless people want to listen and develop their understanding so that there is no misunderstanding, so that there is harmony, there is condition for all this sharing to come about. So what Christine wanted was, he said, first talk about understanding, dying and living, which we have shared. Then after that, before I came, I received an SMS again, or WhatsApp. He said, can you elaborate on the five precepts, especially the last precept? So I told her, you can ask me during that session on the Q&A, then I will explain. So precept is not what you think they are. They are not something that burdens you or the Buddha trying to make your life difficult. Because a lot of people who don't understand precepts, when they try to keep, they find that there's a lot of resistance from the mind that is used to heedless living. Heedless means what? You are very selfish. You are very emotional. Just like Christine mentioned, during the early days, because of what she went through, I think her life was full of First Noble Truth reality. And later on at the Cameron Highland retreat, she told me she had a very traumatic experience about 5 years ago or what, if I'm not wrong. The husband passed away. I think all the family members will know. So what happened is when you are full of this type of suffering, then this mind behaves differently, because that sadness, that sorrow, that suffering will make you very negative. That's why the evil roots are very strong, and they are the root of all evil, and you become like a monster. So the Buddha has very good intention. He said, living beings don't understand the seriousness of being heedless. When you are heedless, you break all your precepts. You violate all your precepts. That's why the Buddha said, this precept is given to you as an advice for your good. Out of love and compassion for you, each and every one of you, he advised you to keep the precept. It's not for him. You don't keep precept for the Buddha. It's for you. For your future coming. For your future life. It's just like you tell your children, you study for your own future. You don't study for me. But of course, when they study very well, the parent get the honor too. But mainly it's because of their future. That's why for Chinese, we have this culture. You can sacrifice a lot for your children.
to have a good education. Where you know from the education, you can become successful, you can come out. Keeping precept is the same. Understand? If you see the importance of keeping precept, then it's just like you see the importance of education to bring forth the condition for your good life in the future. So when you see that, and when you understand that, then you know precept is for you to develop the wholesomeness, the goodness, the kindness, so that in future, when you come, the Buddha said, we are all born of our karma, heir to our karma, conditioned and supported by our karma, and we are what we are because of our karma. So because of that, you will come to understand clearly that this precept is to assist us to have good life, beautiful life. So it's not something that you think is a burden. Yeah. Like, why must I keep all this precept? Certain time I got to lie, why you ask me not to lie? So a lot of people will complain. Then especially the fifth precepts regarding intoxicant, yeah? Alcohol, drugs, or whatever that can make your consciousness very low. Yeah. So these five precepts is very important. You must understand them. So maybe I'll go through it briefly. Yeah? The first precept is you undertake the training rule to abstain from killing or causing harm to fellow living beings. Because if you do that, karmically, it will hit back at you. In future, when there is condition, people will kill you and harm you. Do you want that? If you don't want that, then you better keep the precept. And if you know you have done it in the past, that's why karmically you receive them, then you should ask for forgiveness and determine to repent. If you look at precepts, the Buddha said, who are the people who violate precepts? They are people with the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. Tan Sen Si. Without greed, hatred, delusion, you won't violate the precept. Who will kill? Who will cause harm to fellow living beings? It's either you are deluded, you are very emotional, angry, violent, or you are very selfish. Otherwise, you won't kill or cause to harm. Then the second precept is the same. The Buddha said, we undertake the training rule to abstain from stealing or taking things that don't belong to us, misappropriating. Who will steal? Who will take things that don't belong to them? These are selfish people, greedy people, deluded people. So the evil roots are always there. And the third precept is even more severe. The Buddha said you should undertake the training rule to be contented if you are married, to have proper, what they call, understanding of what this marriage is all about. So you have to maintain your sincerity to commit yourself to this relationship. Means you have to abstain from doing any act that can cause unhappiness, sadness, suffering. So the Buddha said you have to undertake the training rule not to commit sexual misconduct that are against the law. Now this one, who will do that? Lustful people. Lust is also greed. Deluded people who don't care about the family unit, who don't really love their spouse and children because of short-term lust or desire and craving. They did it. Then because of what happened, the whole family's harmony and what they call relationship can be just shattered overnight. Then who suffer? Everybody suffer. The children suffer, the spouse suffer, the in-law suffer, the parents suffer, the brother, sister who are related all suffer. How can you be so selfish because of that desire and craving, and you commit all this, then it lead to so much suffering and misery. And this is what evil root is all about. This is what karma is all about. If you violate that precept, in future, you will become the victim. Like now, you think you are very powerful. You have what they call authority. Then you want to divorce your wife because your wife couldn't do anything. You are the head of the family. You hold the finance. You are in control. And when you did that to them, they suffer. The children also suffer. Then they maintain the anger and the hatred. Then in future life, when you come again through rebirth, when there is condition, you will become the victim. Then you end up, somebody else will divorce you, dump you, just the way you did it to your wife or your spouse. This is karma. 重因结果. That's why Master Xuan Hua, which was my refuge teacher, he always advised the cultivator, 千万要小心, he said. You must be careful. 不要种错因结错果. When you violate the precept, is you are planting the seed of karmic negativity. Then you will reap the seed of karmic negativity. That's why 种善因结善果, 种恶因结恶果. Now this is where precepts come in very handy. So when you understand the implication, you will not do that. Then the fourth precept is abstain from telling lies. And the other three, what they call wrong speeches. Apart from lying, he said, you must not have harsh or angry speech. You cannot simply, out of anger, out of hatred, hit out at people through that type of harsh speech or angry emotional speech. Then you must not backbite and say bad things about people behind their back. Then you cannot be heedless and say things frivolously. You must instead develop the good, pleasant, and kind, gentle speeches that bring about harmony, understanding, love. Then it will bring forth the condition for there to be what they call happiness, joy, and harmony within the household, within the family. And this is a great blessing. Otherwise, every day also argue, every day also fight over all the petty things. Yeah. Then the last precept is what Christina want me to share with you. I don't know what's the reason. Maybe some of the family members find it very difficult to keep that precept. But you don't worry. Precept is not something that is forced upon you. You will come to understand it and give out on your own when you truly understand the danger. So the Buddha said the fifth precept is about undertaking the training rule to abstain from taking intoxicant. Intoxicant can be like alcohol, beer, liquor, and other things. Then nowadays it covers drugs. Because this will make your consciousness very weak. Then because your consciousness is weak, you become heedless. You are not aware. You are not heedful anymore. Then the heedless mind is a very dangerous mind. Because this one, when it is heedless, when you are not in charge, when you don't have awareness, when you are not heedful, you can actually break all the other precepts. The first, second, third, and fourth also, you will violate them all. Yeah. And when your consciousness is affected, it can bring for a lot of downfall to the individual. Then it will also affect the family. And this is like a domino effect. You may not see the danger of it until you are hit by it. Sometimes you think a little bit of drinking is okay. It's up to you. But if you understand your mind state, then you think this is something that is important for you, then you have to check whether you want to take that risk or not. Because especially when you drink until you are tipsy or you are in a way drunk, when you drive, especially at night,
it can be very dangerous. Yeah. Then when you are in that state of what they call under the influence of alcohol and drugs, your mind state can become very, very negative and very low. And when there is any situation, you can say the wrong thing and do the wrong thing. Then it can cost you your life. It has happened to many people before. Then sometimes because the accident is so severe, they live to regret later on because it has caused death. Then paralysis and all those things. So this is just briefly to explain to you why precepts are very important and why the Buddha, out of love and compassion for you, advise you to keep the precept. Because precept is the basis of cultivation. If you don't have precept, your mind will have a lot of problem. Those who violate their precept, they will have to face a lot of what they call man-made law, society's law. The police will come after you. You commit CBT, you kill, you harm. A lot of problems related to violation of precept can cause a lot of suffering. So with this, I leave it to you, because your life, you decide how you want to live. There is no hard and fast rule about this type of precept. When you understand, you will know how to give it up. Maybe I take another 2 minutes to share with you. There was one Dhamma friend who 3 years ago came to my class. I tell you, nobody can be as severely affected like her. She is a drinker. She is a very heavy smoker. She is a late bird. She go out until very late and drink until how she reach home also she don't know. Then got a lot of problem with her life and all those things. And the moment he attend the class, within less than 3 months, when he understood what this thing is, she is not only a totally changed person, she completely gave up all the drinking, the nightlife, the smoking. Actually, the smoking was the most difficult. The husband also got a shock. Nobody can actually advise her to give up. And I also never advise her to give up. I just say you find out yourself. If you don't value your life, you don't treasure your life, you don't think on behalf of your loved one, and then you continue what you do. Because you have been selfish, I said. You only want to enjoy life. So, want to have all this, what they call. Because actually behind all this drinking and smoking, it is one of the escape of the mind. Because the mind has problem. That's why you go and do all this. Try to forget about those problems. Then later on, you become addicted to it. Understand? Okay, I think time to stop. Battery no more. Okay, I will end. So I hope this can benefit you all. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, I thank you all for all the patience and the time to listen to this simple sharing. Hope is of benefit to you all. Thank you so much. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, Christine, where are you? Later on, when you get the recording, maybe you can listen to it a few times, then try to translate. Okay.
Brother Teo, I'm fine. On behalf of my family members, they would like to do some meritorious deeds. Kala yang minta span. Yeah.
Okay, I will rejoice with the offering. I will accept on behalf of the Kayanamita. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Chige walang kien ki ho Kayanamita fan. Biar Kayanamita fan e pang mang luang chu a che ho e merits, wholesomeness. So, Sui An, where are you? Yeah, come.
we offer this to Kalyanamita Fund, so that it can bring forth the condition for a lot of wholesomeness. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Let us rejoice. So I thank you all for your generosity and your patience to listen to this simple sharing. Okay. Good night.